progressing in the groups. The brothers have opened up a number of wonderful matters related to the groups we touched. Concerning these vital groups, they're living, active, they have purpose, nature, condition. Purpose is gain the increase, yes. Accomplish the perfecting, complete yes. the building, right? They have a nature which is spiritual. Amen. We're not just looking for some buddies to be with, right?
That's right?
In the natural man.
Amen.
But these groups are in the mingled spirit.
Amen.
And they have a condition of love.
Amen.
And loving one another.
That's right.
And I was so impressed recently with these three matters related to the groups.
Yeah.
One matter related to the groups is that they are considering one another groups.
Yes.
In the Hebrews. We consider one another to love and good works. Hebrews yeah, chapter man. 10. And in 2 Timothy, we had another verse in 2 Timothy chapter yeah. 2. These are committing to faithful men groups.
Yeah. Amen.
We have a good deposit. We're building up this deposit, that's and we're right. committing it
amen.
To faithful
amen.
Men.
Amen.
Right? Who will carry out God's New Testament economy.
Amen. Amen.
And also these groups are being perfected groups according yeah. to Ephesians chapter 4.
Amen.
Right? For the perfecting of the saints unto amen. The work of the ministry and to the building up of the body of Christ. So, but we're not here to teach tonight. We're here just to fellowship about
amen.
What our experience has been in building up these groups.
Amen.
So we would ask you just to share 2 minutes. Do you have someone that can give us the ding on the piano? Anybody?
Andrew.
Just a pleasant ding, but one that we can hear.
All right. Taiwan's doing it.
Okay, Taiwan. All right. So please, when you hear that, that bell, that's not time to get going. It's time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
2 minutes. You ready, Taiwan? Okay. So is somebody already ready to share? I'll share if you're not, but is somebody ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get my 2 minutes.
Okay, good.
So coming out of the pandemic, my wife and I were praying and considering what to do. We were, you know, basically, we were without a group, but we felt the need. And so through that prayer, we joined ourselves to another family who actually already had a group. They graciously invited us to join, and we were with them for a year. And that was a wonderful time of building. My wife prayed regularly with the sister. I prayed regularly with the brother. And this was a couple that I was not, even though I've been in the church life many years with, I wasn't related to them that much.
Yeah.
But through the regular prayer together,
yeah. Amen.
So much business got worked out.
Amen.
And so much care for one another.
Amen.
And now, even though we're not in that group, we're still praying with that couple.
Amen.
Right.
And the brother and I actually are going, because of the door knocking, we met someone, and the brother and I, we're doing some fruit bearing together.
Amen.
With someone in the community, which has been wonderful.
Amen.
And then at the start of the new year, the Lord touched us about beginning something new, so the Lord put another couple on our heart, and so they were open. And so right now, we've just had about 4 or 5 times together, and we're kind of in the nest building mode right now.
Amen. Amen.
So we're learning how to open to one another,
yeah.
consider one another
yeah.
to love and good works, and just pray, opening to the Lord about how He would lead us
yes.
and building up vital yes. groups
Amen.
Amen. In
the church life. So I'll just say that part. It's been very enjoyable.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, in the last month, I've been entering into a vital church life with 2 other brothers.
Amen.
And right now, you could say our burden is to help some brothers in our age category to grow in the Lord and to read the Word and to eat the Word.
Amen.
But the way that we reach this point, I think, is really in the principle of the God-ordained way, which is that it can only be carried out by life
by
persons
Absolutely.
Of life.
Amen.
So for me, last year in the autumn, I had an experience, and that caused me to be open to this fellowship we've been receiving concerning
Amen.
The vital groups
Amen.
And to be really desperate for this.
Amen.
So I began to personally pray for this.
Amen.
And at the same time with both of these brothers, I began to just have some contact. You know, I knew them before, but the Lord really brought us into, you could say, a new wineskin.
Yeah.
Whatever oldness
Amen.
Or relationship that
yeah.
we had before, the Lord just brought us into something brand new.
Amen.
And it was in a very practical, ordinary way.
Amen.
With one brother, we just... We just committed to having times on Mondays to call one another. Mm-hmm. And we had no agenda. We just endeavored to touch the Lord together.
Amen.
There was this one point we were just calling on the Lord.
Yeah.
We needed minutes, maybe even 10 or 15 minutes, to just get out of ourselves.
Amen.
And just get into the Spirit and touch light.
Amen.
And then with another brother, we were hearing the same thing, and we were receiving the same spiritual food.
Amen.
So it became actually, we would get together to physically eat, and it became very spontaneous. Because we were eating the same thing, we just had the same burden.
Amen.
And it was almost like effortless.
Yeah.
So this was really a learning to me. And now we've been committing on Thursdays to get together for lunch and to, first and foremost, not to try and do something or carry out some kind of method, but to really take care of life.
Amen.
To really touch the Lord together and
yes.
to inquire on one another, like, how are you doing?
Amen.
And
Amen.
How we can pray for one another.
Amen.
And then spontaneously, whatever we're talking about there just carries into, oh, Lord, what about these ones?
Amen.
May the Lord gain all of us in such a church
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
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 Amen. But then I felt like I just have, there's no time, no way and no time. But I considered a little more, and I realized I do drive a car from place to place
you
sometimes.
Do. Yeah.
And so what I have been trying to do is I just, on my car rides, I'll call another brother and we'll just pray.
Yeah.
And I'll just be honest with y'all, I don't know if it's doing anything. I can't testify, I'm a Bible person now, but surely it's not doing nothing.
Right.
You're just not doing nothing.
That's one way.
That's right.
It ain't nothing to call someone to pray in the morning.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, typically when we think of a vital group, that's probably not what we're thinking of. We're thinking of, you know, you have your group of three or four, and you over and you have dinner together and you really open and you get into something for like 2 hours and you pray and I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I think the Lord just released me from that definition.
Amen.
And just reminded me, you know, like the word says that where two or three are gathered, and it can just be two.
Yeah.
And you know, you can be gathered over T-Mobile wireless. Anyway, I can just, in my own experience, you know, for I was working in person and now I'm remote, but anyway, when I was working in person, I would sometimes wake up and just, you know, the last possible second to go to work, and sometimes neglect my time with the Lord in the morning. And there was a brother that reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to get a time once a week to pray in the morning? So we started doing that.
Yeah.
And then within a few days that transformed to, hey, do you want to just do this every day? And I will testify that that was my salvation.
Amen.
Because my coworkers are maybe not the most sanctified people, who are not by any means pushing me in the direction of the Lord, and it just established me so much just to jump in my car, call that brother.
Yeah.
We would just pray for 15 minutes while I drove to work.
Amen.
And it really felt like shoring up the defenses.
Amen.
What was to me during the day.
Yeah.
And you know,
Amen.
Now working online, and we still do it. I mean, not every single day, but fairly regularly. And it really, it's, you know, I think a lot of us hear about, call someone to pray in the morning. And just because we hear about it a lot does not mean it's nothing, right?
Amen.
It really, it can be a lifesaver for you
Amen.
And for the other person.
Amen.
So even Amen. In that small, simple way, I think it's a very simple and practical way to have a vital group.
Amen.
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 I remember like a few months ago, like a brother or something told me that, like, if you want to be in a vital group, it comes out of like desperation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I don't know whether a year ago or 6 months ago, but I just feel like I was so desperate. I'm like, mm-hmm. Lord, I don't want to go on like by myself.
Right.
Lord, I want to be, I don't want to grow by myself.
Amen.
I want to be with those.
Yeah. Amen.
And so it came out of desperation
with
and
those.
Like, and also, it's not our choosing, but it's the Lord's sovereign
Amen.
Choice. Like,
yeah.
He groups us according to His will.
That's right.
So we just got to praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
So like with that, I've just been thankful for, like, for the opportunities that the Lord has given me. For, like, just to call a brother, like, when I'm driving to work on Thursdays and Saturdays,
right.
or even Fridays, just because to call the brothers.
Yeah.
And it makes a big deal. It makes
Amen.
A big difference.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just call the brothers, like, when I'm driving to Moped, getting off on 35th Street. just driving to work. It's like, it's just like, because we just trust the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Or we just like, or if we just fellowship, we just consider one another.
Amen.
To, to love and good works, or commit these things to faithful men with one another. So it's not a small thing. It's like just picking up the phone, just like what you said, Dan, just calling a brother to pray and just interact.
Amen.
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 When I read the email about what this meeting would be about, I remembered a phrase I heard Brother Minoru Chen say once, and he said, "We are here to build the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything else is just noise." And noise. Yeah. And I that really stuck. I still remember. I don't remember what message it was. I don't remember when it was, but it stuck with me. And I think my experience in the last 6 months has been that in being willing to serve in some capacity, I've become vital with a lot of little groups. So I started serving with the children at the North District in the fall, and so now I'm vital with the sister that I coordinate with for our day. And then I somehow was voluntold to be in the table service at the North District. Now I'm like the main one coordinating it somehow. So I'm desperate to pray for that service. And, when other opportunities have come up to serve here, when there's a dinner or when there's something to do, I just present my body and pray with whoever's there, and I just feel so much more connected.
Amen.
Amen.
Like the brothers have shared, you know, I have about 3 sisters that I pray with weekly at least, and sometimes as needed, you know, if one of us needs to pray. And it's just, even today, the sister I pray with on Wednesday mornings, we couldn't do it at 7:30, so I said, "I'll call you at noon," and then she reminded me at 12:18, and I was like, "Yes, I'm going to call you. I just got to do this one thing at work." And then I called her back, and then something pulled me away. By 1:30, we had prayed. You know, we just had to call each other, play phone tag until we got to it, because the enemy will always be there with something else.
Yeah.
So I was just touched. Even today, you know, that keeps us living, because I knew that morning I had said something ugly to my coworker, not like to her, but you know, it was just something I was not happy I said.
Right.
And after we prayed, I was like, "Oh, like this is bothering me," and I had to text her after work and tell her, like, "I'm sorry I said that," and she's like, "Oh, it's not a big deal, you know, whatever," and I was like, "No, I was really bothered that I did that, and I'm sorry," and she was like, "Okay, whatever, you know," but it didn't matter to her.
Amen.
But I had to clear my own conscience. Prayer kept me in life, and that life gave me light, which exposed me.
Amen.
Oh yeah, I like what
I was on campus yesterday, for Bible study or something, and I just remember seeing like a lot of Christians protesting, and then I saw somebody like kind of like preaching on the street, and I remember this kind of stood out to me, and I realized that like a lot of Christians, they like will do a lot of good works for the Lord, but I think for the first time it really struck me that the Lord's desire is an expression.
Amen.
And He cannot be expressed by an individual. It has to be a corporate expression.
Amen.
And I think the Lord is making it more and more real to me, like learning how to serve. Like, I can't take care of a new one by myself, you know. I can't take care, even if someone I've known for a long time, I can't take care of this person by myself. And, you know, just being more, learning what it is to be vitalized in, like, a home meeting I've been in for 3 years and like, you know, coming to just meetings with so many saints, that I feel like the church life could easily become routine for me if I don't learn what this really means to live in the reality of what it is to be the Lord's corporate expression. So I hope that in this semester the Lord makes it more real to me what it is to to be members of a vital group.
I like how Alex, Ian, and Will all mentioned, vital groups, it can be as simple as getting on the phone and calling in. But my natural concept is time commitment. Come on, I got this to do. I keep up with a lot of the work, three to four meetings per week and training for half marathons. I just ran the Austin half this last Thursday. It was a cold race, 37 degrees, wind chill, but I still finished it in hour 47 and still made it to the meeting. I pushed through everything. So I was like, okay, I just keep a balanced life. Let me just keep going, go. But sometimes we do need one another. We have to at least put in some time. It doesn't have to be like 2-3 hours commitment. That's what I always tend to think. Oh, come on. I need my me time. I'm one of those huge advocates of me time. Anybody who wants to fight for it. Oh, yeah, because I like keeping up with a lot of things, and I like having a balanced life. But sometimes you have to give up. Pay a price.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Hey, Andrew, didn't a brother go out and greet you as you were, or cheer you on as you were passing by?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I wanted to share that. Yes, a brother who lives here. He cheered me on that mountain. He braved the cold to do it, too. It was when I was passing. Yeah, just started Hong Kong. I've done one full marathon in 11 halves.
Okay,
amen. I thought of this song while we were praying.
Yeah.
Our Lord was constituted priest.
Amen.
To be a real life giver.
Amen.
Amen. Life is the nature of this one.
Amen.
What's the next line?
Who can from self deliver.
Who can from self deliver. His life is indestructible. By it, he saves us.
Amen.
Praise God. He's fully able. We've had home meetings of every size, shape, color, form, over the last about 43 years, okay?
Wow.
And the other week, just a few weeks ago, the Lord really bothered me. He came to me and said, are you going to be one who says to me, Lord, Lord, I've had many marvelous home meetings. And he would say to me, I never approved. You know, as I look back, there's a lot of stuff he's probably not approved of. But what he approves of is life.
Amen.
Life is the nature
Amen.
Of this life. To me, the home meetings are designed to deliver you from self. Because you cannot be blended with others if you stay in yourself and they stay in themselves.
Right.
And so last week, it was like lights went on in me. And I called a bunch of the sisters in my home meeting. And I said, we must get together today. We must. We have to get to, I'll work it out. I'll go anywhere you need me to go. But we need, and we did it. And I don't know how the rest of them felt, but I felt glorious.
Amen.
Because we decided we're just going to pray and open up very specific fellowship. We have a lot of really young people in the meeting.
Amen.
And I just felt glorious that we would be willing to just put everything aside and come together and be blended outside of self.
Yeah.
He
Amen.
Is going to get this. He has to get this.
Yes.
Amen. He's getting this.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Just want to follow two sisters. I just came back from Vietnam, so my mind is wrapped up with the Roman 5-8. Anyway, recently, Brother Minor Chen came back from Hong Kong, started a fellowship with the Working Saints in Irvine about grouping. I didn't get a lot because of the time constraint, but he mentioned a grouping would be the size of a minivan. Not just tell you kind of how small.
Minivan.
So to build up a relationship and the intimate and the caring, loving for one another. Anyway, since the pandemic, I kind of have a little bit of consideration before the Lord also with Wei Ann. We kind of fellowship a little bit. See, our Tuesday night, our group is getting bigger. We just leave it like that because a new one can come in. But when we kind of touch the vital group, there is a little bit different level. And I'm kind of making a request that, I've been after Brother Tim C for almost 2 years because the way I'm seeing this, I also heard a lot from Brother Don Looper about bridging. So I'm going to do a one stone kill two birds hybrid meeting on Friday night. Right now, Friday night, our meeting is mainly on Zoom because we got people in Sydney, Australia, China, and here. In order for us to meet, it was on Zoom. It's a hard work, but I'm going to bring it back. And I'm getting only two Chinese-speaking family. We want to help them to bridge into the English-speaking world. What I need help, I need just two couple, English-speaking couple, non-Asian, look. Come and blend with us and build up. So from there, there's something could happen. So I've been after TMC for this. I want the fellowship because there'll be change. It's called what I call the hybrid meeting. And this will be something we'll be helping another language group to do a lot of bridging. That's the kind of vision I received from Don Luper in his living room, believe me. And I realized during all this pandemic, I come back and I look at a situation which is not positive. Through all the fellowship, I realized I have to do it with a small, right? Yeah. Just maybe two family, four or five family coming together and build up that atmosphere and from there and go on.
Amen. Amen.
Again, in the realm of life.
Amen.
I do believe, right, in Christ, all things are possible in God, but also through the fellowship. Yes. So for the English-speaking sense, non-Asia, if you have a burden, I want to bring in that blending, how what I call the hybrid model here. I believe we can do it. If you have that burden, maybe want a fellowship with us. Anyway, there are a lot of fellowship on grouping and from minority
change. Amen. Amen.
I'd like to share a little bit in my experience of the group regarding pursuing the truth together. In the winter semi-annual, I got to fellowship with one of the trainees from XB. And he said, they are taught in XB training that truth pursuit is never meant to be individual. True pursuit should be corporate. And we can see that in the Bible, that in Exodus, whenever they find manna in the morning, they wouldn't eat that by themselves. They would bring them into the tent and share. So, and my experience is we get together every Saturday to PSRP, the morning revival. And that experience just changed my life.
Wow, amen.
Yeah, we just get together, entering into the outline, just praying over with much prayer. Fellowshipping. And I've learned, and I'm still learning, how to pray over the outline, how to get the main point, and how to really enjoy this up-to-date ministry.
Amen.
And even though I read the morning Bible by myself before, when we get together on Tuesday and fellowship over it, my enjoyment of the morning revival just multiplies so much.
Amen.
Yeah, so may we all enter into this true pursuit.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to testify of I came across a fellowship that really helped kind of help me check or gauge, like, where is my grouping? And that fellowship helped me realize there should be these elements, you know, fellowship, prayer, care, shepherding.
Amen.
But that's only 4 out of 8. There's 4 more.
Mm-hmm.
There's teaching, learning, developing, which is a manifesting of a gift, and learning to prophesy.
Wow.
And those 4 really impressed me because, to echo Jason's sharing, I realized we need to be blended in the truth.
Amen.
We have to have food. And, you know, if we really love one another, we will feed each other.
Amen.
We will give each other food.
Right.
And so that has, I can really testify, that has been our experience.
Amen.
When we come together, you know, we may be in all sorts of conditions, but when we come together to eat the solid food, it just does something.
Amen. Amen.
And so I'm also in Romans 8, 5-8, Lewis. And the tree of life is in the center of our church life.
Amen.
We want to eat the tree of life.
Yeah.
And the more we pursue the truth together, you just find the food changes you.
Amen.
It just motivates you.
Amen.
And it blends you.
Amen.
So anyways, just want to testify of this experience that we can be blended in the truth.
Amen.
That was the main burden in the whole conference. And I would just add on, not only we come together to pursue truth, I think in the Lord's recovery, we are not short of truth. What we really need is perfecting, getting to train.
Yeah.
So by getting together, we perfect one another, there's a building up.
Amen.
When we have a view of a perfecting, that will bring us life to the different level.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
bothering me to share. So
okay.
I really appreciated what was shared previously about how we have to escape ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because in one of my home meetings, it's me, a few college age, and a bunch of high schoolers. And if you just like put myself on a piece of paper, and you put them on a piece of paper, you would never think that they would be grouped together. Mm-hmm. We have nothing in common at all. Except we all have a spirit. And in my experience, it's just been that, you know, despite the very obvious differences, when the spirit is flowing, so Amen. Does the fellowship.
Amen.
And when the fellowship flows, we turn
That's right.
to the spirit.
Amen.
We turn to our spirit. Christ is exhibited.
Amen.
And so it kind of just all culminates into this
yep.
Other matter that was shared, is that, you know, the Lord is sovereignly arranging where he puts us.
Yeah.
So Amen. Saints, we need to trust right. where the Lord puts us.
Amen.
He has sovereignly arranged every place for us to be.
Amen.
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 Okay, it's probably not going to come out right, but we're going to try. So when we first started fellowshipping about the vital groups, I thought, you know, I should have a handle on this, but I have no idea what they're talking about. You know, because it's like, Lord, I just don't want to be... I don't want to, like, readily describe it when we're together, but we're false in a mouth. You know, it's not organic. You're just stuck with somebody, and there's nothing there. So I really was like, Lord, what are you doing? What are you moving in the church? What is your goal? That we would be vital and bearing one another, and something would come out of that. So having said that, from my perspective, I've really... enjoyed where the Lord has put me. How about that? Because he's put me with some saints.
Amen.
And mostly what, so of course there's the home meeting, there's coordination, there's all this stuff, which is God. But practically for me, what it has done is it has given me different saints, because I have multiple groups, that bear the burden of the church life.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes yeah. sense. But it's like, we touch all these saints, and we see all these things, and we're burdened for all these people, but in ourselves, we're incapable of taking care of it. But when you're grouped with somebody,
yeah.
then it's like
Amen.
There's this net, there's this ability
Amen.
To cast our burdens on one another,
Amen.
And actually have the ability and the life to meet the need. And
yeah.
that may just be praying for
yeah,
somebody,
right.
or that may be... That maybe come out of this fellowship, there's a phone call, or out of me getting with so-and-so, I think about somebody else, but it's life, and it's not false teeth.
Amen.
And you know, and so then I had this other situation, I was so burdened to take care of a specific group of people, but it just seemed impossible. It was just too much. There was so many, you know, and blood all over the floor, every place you look, it's just like... But then then something else happened, and some saints approached me, and they're like, and it came out, we have that burden too. And then it was just like incredible, because I could say, I have no more capacity for this situation that I've borne for years. Can you help me?
Yeah.
And then they just picked it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was like, this is the church life.
Hallelujah.
It isn't me just trudging
Amen.
Along,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
trying in myself.
Yeah. Amen.
And even in my touching the Lord, you know, I'm not saying it was mine was, you know, God, maybe, yes, there is a lot. Maybe like God's the assassin. I mean, I'm not even going to go there. But just that there's some that it was Christ in me,
yeah.
but
yeah.
it
yeah.
needed to be the corporate
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
The Lord's
Amen.
Like, I am not for you being an individual, and I'm not for you falsifying how
Amen.
You're doing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that also was my past experience in church life. They would ask me how I was, and I'd falsify it.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, no, I do not want to go to any meeting ever again. And then, you know, and then they're like, okay, Dory, that's fine. Let's just get together and whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, maybe I don't hate everybody here. Yeah. So I don't know, but I just feel like we're on the tip of the iceberg, and we're touching something. And I'm like,
Amen.
Lord, you have to make it real.
That's
you
right.
have to bring us into it.
Amen.
So then we all could arrive, right?
Amen.
But also
Amen.
We'd all be serving,
right.
and we wouldn't be trudging through
Amen.
The stream.
Amen.
The water level would be up here,
yeah.
and
yeah.
we would be swimming.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Well, saints, probably we should wrap up here. Wasn't that wonderful?
Yep.
Yes.
And I didn't hear from any of the saints I was expecting to hear from. Because a number of saints have fellowship with me about how their groups are going, and I didn't hear from any of them tonight. So I think we need to have somewhere down the road, we need to continue this kind of
fellowship. Amen.
So, Dory, Galatians 6:2.
Yes.
Right?
Bear
one another's burdens.
Yes.
And in this you will fulfill the law of Christ completely.
Amen.
What a charge, not to bear our own burden, but to bear each other's burdens.
Amen.
This is in the vital groups. Amen. All right, so we'll continue again next month to have more fellowship.
Amen.
So the Lord
leads. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not yourself, you can't do it.
Burdened by so many matters.
Yeah, I heard it's around 60 verses. You got
Hello, Frank.
Hey, guess what?
Okay, so Frank,
I've been transferred. But
Brother
a positive
Steve.
Transfer.
Yes, I see you.
Because it's
Steve.
Less driving.
I'm better now. You're better?
Yeah. Could you go to the brother's house?
How's everything going with you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
3508. Essentially, what's going to happen is one of the brothers is going to pick Teresa, Teresa Fortis, up from the house. Just be there before he gets there. We got to ride. That way you don't have to go.